Why is there evil in the world? Why do people suffer? Why do people sin? Why do they go astray? All these questions come bouncing out of this initial question, does Satan exist? And we're going to unpack that, and we're going to take a really close look at that and get some understanding as to what is going on in the world and even in our own lives. And I think it's going to be cool, frankly. So invite your friends, man. You're sitting around, you know, having coffee, playing cards or something, you said, and just ask them, hey, just out of curiosity, you believe in the devil? You think it really exists, or is he just like a story, a myth or something? And if, you know, whatever they say, yes, no, or otherwise, you know, say, hey, by the way, church, we're having this series. Come on out. Why don't you check it out and see what's going on with this? So, next week, we're not actually going to start next week because we have some babies just being dedicated, and I don't want to, you know, preach about the, you know, all that. You know, that would just ruin the moment. And then the following week, Chris Peeler is coming to preach, and that's going to be awesome. So, about 3 weeks, you know, leading into Halloween, we're going to talk a lot about this. That should be good. Anyway, nevertheless, we're going to see a clip from it today. I think you'll enjoy this. Let me give you a little bit of background, though. I said Mark Driscoll is one of the Christians that's there. He is the teaching pastor of Mars Hill Church. He's a cool guy, very knowledgeable, a little edgy. He's known for being a little edgy, maybe, you know, kind of scraping his fender against the guardrail, going around the curve a little bit. But he's a cool guy. He does an excellent job. He presents well. He's funny. He's thoughtful. I think you're going to enjoy him. And the other Christian is a lady named Annie Laubert. By the way, she is the wife of Oz Fox, the lead guitarist for Stryper. They got married recently. She is also the founder and chief executive officer of a group called Hookers for Jesus. Yeah, that was my reaction. When I saw it, I thought, oh, great. You know, what is this circus they brought into town? You know, we get slammed, as Christians, we get slammed enough in the media. We're caricatured, we are made fun of, and everything besides genuine Christianity is put up as that. And when I saw, oh, great, Hookers for Jesus, that's all we need is more of this nonsense. And then I heard a testimony. And then I heard her testimony, and I apologize to her. Very moving. This is a very brief version of it. On her website, I read a little bit more about it and her mission to rescue women out of human trafficking in this nightmare that they find themselves in. God bless her, man. God bless her. So anyway, Annie Laubert, and if I was impressed after her testimony, I was even more impressed after I went to her website. Very well done, very compassionate woman who goes out there in the darkest places and reaches out to these women who are living a nightmare. And she shows them the love of Christ and offers them refuge to pull them out of that lifestyle. And it's just awesome. Frankly, I can't imagine a worse nightmare than human trafficking. You know, and can I just will you bear with me for just a moment while I just get on my soapbox? When they kidnap 12 and 13 and 14 year old girls and sell them overseas. That must have been the Holy Spirit. Sell them overseas. And even young women, 18 and 19, they will lure them out of countries, you know, Russia or South America and things, and promise them gainful employment, that maybe their parents are living in poverty and they have a hope of making a good living and sending money back to their parents who might be starving or in destitution. And when they get on the truck, they don't realize they will never see their family again because they're being sold into some human slavery, sex trafficking ring, where basically they will be raped 5 and 6 times a day, every day, for years until they're used up and then probably just killed and buried somewhere. You know, you see on TV a woman who has been raped and the absolute devastation that causes to her, how it shatters her psyche. It just rips her guts out. But what about when you're kidnapped from everyone you know and everything you hold dear and taken to some place thousands of miles away and you are raped multiple times every day at the point of a gun? So someone else, some sleazebag can get rich off of that. Until you're used up and you're a shell of yourself and they just dispose of you. What more nightmarish thing could possibly exist on earth? I can't even fathom. God forbid that one of our daughters should ever have that happen to them. I can't imagine. I can't even imagine. And so if she's out there rescuing these women, God bless her. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to go down that trail. And so, rather than showing the very first opening segment of this debate, I want to go to part two and show her testimony because I think you'll be touched as well. Just by way of information, you'll first see the anchor, the mediator there, make a statement. Healthy people don't need Satan. What he was doing was quoting Deepak Chopra. The first segment, that was Deepak's last point, and so he was just quoting that to segue into the next statement. So that you know why he's saying that. That's not his position. He's just quoting the last guy on the previous clip. So without further ado, if we could go ahead and run that testimony.
Healthy people do not have a need for Satan. I think we're going to hear a very different perspective from Annie Laubert now.
Hi, I'm Annie Laubert, and I have a ministry called Hookers for Jesus. And as you probably don't know or do know, I am a former escort, prostitute, stripper, what have you. I came to Las Vegas to seek fame, fortune, and materialism. I was actually seeking a college degree, compromised my integrity because I wanted something that I saw others have. I was very empty inside. I was very unloved. I hated myself. And my own feelings, you know, of not feeling love, because God is love, and I didn't realize it. I went to Sunday school. I was in a denomination where I was taught that God was angry at anything that we would do that was wrong. And I veered off towards the angry side because I didn't understand God and I was afraid of God because I had a lot of issues going on with my family life and my personal life in school. And so I ran from my problems and I went to Vegas because I thought having what the world showed us on MTV and pop culture and all the magazines would cure that feeling inside me and take it away. And for a couple years it was really fun. I had a blast. I had Mercedes. I had, you know, any kind of diamonds I wanted to wear. I had nice houses. I was living the life. I had a pimp. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And as I continued to get raped and beat up by my pimp and treated bad by my clients, slapped, put in trunks, kidnapped, I faced death. I can't even count how many times. And I lived this lifestyle for 16 years. I saw 10 of my friends die. And that night came in my life where I faced death. I OD'd on cocaine because I hated myself. And I kept hearing voices to tell me to kill myself. There was no reason to go on. And I know that wasn't coming from inside of me. There was a diabolical force speaking to me. And I truly believe it was the devil and his demons. And the devil almost got my life. And that night, I made myself real to God and I asked him to come into my heart. And save me. Save me from him, myself, and the bad decisions I had made. And he did. And now I reach out to prostitutes. And I do believe the devil is real, and it's what's controlling them, and it's what's making them trapped in the industry. And I'm here to tell the truth tonight.
Praise God. That only really scratches the surface, but I think we get an idea. She said she hated herself. She hated herself. I can't imagine what it was like for her to even look in the mirror. She probably didn't do it very much. Faced death numerous times, placed in the trunk of a car, 10 of her friends died. And she was probably wondering, when is my time coming up? Overdosed on cocaine, sensed that this was it, that she was checking out, and cried out to God, please save me. And He did. When Jesus was talking about the devil, He said in John 10, verse 10, He said, the thief, referring to Satan, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Satan's intention and plans in Annie's life was to steal her integrity, to steal her self-worth, to steal her health and well-being. His plans were to kill her, either through her customer or ultimately by her own hand, if possible, because he wanted to destroy this young woman who was made in the image of God. That's all he comes for, is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he does it all day long, either him personally or through his myriads of demon angels, fallen angels that rebelled against God with him back in the beginning.